the problems with our economy are a lot more than what we're experiencing now after this recent recession we've gotten through. But research is indicating that when you combine the 5 years before the downturn, during what was an economic expansion, if you remember, working Americans had net income losses of about 3.4%. Now, Robert Shapiro is the chief architect of President Clinton's economic program, and he's currently the chair of the economic advisory firm Sonicon. And, Bob, it's good to have you back on WTOP. This is an amazing thing. This is exactly what you hear people saying all the time. I know somebody's getting rich, but it's not me.
Right. Well, this is really very important. Not only, you know, it's certainly important for every person, and it's important because it tells us that the economy is really behaving in a different way in this period over the last decade than it did in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. When we tracked people's incomes in, say, the 80s and the 90s, and we can now track income, not just the average income, but the income of each age cohort as they age. So those born in 1950 and then those born in 1951, et cetera. When we track what happened to their incomes in the 1980s, for example, in that expansion, people's incomes rose by an average of about 1.5% a year. And then they took some losses in the 1990-91 recession. But at the end of that recession, they were still a good 6 percentage points richer than they had been at the beginning of that cycle. And the 90s was even better. We remember the 90s fondly. Well, there's good reason to, because our incomes went up about 1.6% a year, and the expansion was very long. And then we took very small losses in the really brief recession of 2001. And again, people's incomes rose about 14% in that period. That's the American dream.
Now, what about the period after the 2001 recession?
Well, incomes just stopped rising. It was the first expansion on record where, as people aged, their incomes did not move. Incomes were flatlined from 2002 to 2007, which was a pretty long expansion. And then we had the recession of 2008-2009, and people lost about 3% of their incomes. So for that whole cycle, people were worse off at the beginning than they had at the end than they had been in the beginning.
So,
and we've never seen that before.
No, it's awful. So who is making the money? Where is the money going? It hasn't disappeared.
No, it hasn't disappeared. The money is going in part in, believe it or not, lower prices. Inflation has been very low. Competition has been intense. And that means that businesses, because competition is so intense, can't raise their prices. And when they can't raise their prices, they don't raise wages either. So part of it is coming out in lower prices, and or prices that are not as high as they normally would have been. And the rest is coming out at the very top. If you look at what happened to people with graduate degrees, these are professionals, doctors, lawyers, and people with MBAs. Their incomes continued to rise over the last decade. And then at the very top, what economists call the return on capital. If you've got capital investments, how well did those investments do? How much income did you derive from those investments? And the return on capital has gone way up. So all the benefits of the growth have gone to very, very highly educated people and very wealthy people.
Well, depressing news for a lot of folks, but good to talk to you again anyway, Robert. Thanks, appreciate it. Right. Robert Shapiro is President Clinton's chief architect of his economic program. He's also head of the economic advisory firm Sonicon.